good to be here again. And I'm so excited to introduce to you a new episode. And this episode is going to be about the energy and healing of amethyst. Let me explain that we as human beings are going through an evolutionary change, as do the rocks. Rocks go through what is called a metamorphic process to transform into the crystal rocks, and as many people know, the different gemstones, one of them being amethyst, coming from the quartz crystal. This process takes thousands of years. For today's podcast, I have chosen the crystal quartz gemstone of amethyst because it's one of the most popular crystals of all. Amethyst is a variety of quartz, and it's found either in crystalline or massive form. The chemistry of amethyst is silicon dioxide, SiO2, with iron traces and manganese, with its exposure to natural radiation. It forms in geos and cavities within volcanic rocks through a slow crystallization process over many years. The added amounts of iron contribute to its variations in purple hues. The formation starts with volcanic activity when the amethyst begins, forming in gas bubbles with lava flows and create the well-known geos, as you can see in the background. Over thousands to millions of years, silica-rich water containing iron seeps into these cavities. As the water slowly evaporates and cools, the quartz crystal starts to form, incorporating the iron impurities. Natural radiation from surrounding rocks alters the iron impurities, creating the beautiful purple hues unique to this wonderful gemstone known as amethyst. The deepest colors are found in the Uruguay area, Colorado, Brazil, Siberia, and Africa. The clear quartz variety is primarily used for its piezoelectric and pyroelectric properties. The polarity of the quartz crystal will react when subjected to pressure or with heat. It will even respond to the action of polarity and occurs when being held with the heat of the hand. It's quite interesting, all of this. The reason that amethyst is not used so much for its piezoelectric action is due to amethyst's unique value in jewelry, transformed by the skilled lapidarist into gemstone qualities, fetching thousands of pounds when the absence of inclusions make its vibrant purple hue mesmerize the eye of the beholder. This precision cutting brings the light into its many facets and are able to reach grades of AAAA level. It is truly a spectacular sight to see. This quartz crystal has a long history of use and even dates back to the Lemurian and the Atlantic times. It was in those days a time when humans were closely connected to the energies of the earth, and when healing practices were used to raise their frequencies with the crystals. Their consciousness was at a far more expanded level compared with how we are in most cases in the now. Spiritually, amethyst connection relates to the third eye and to the crown, operating at a very high level. It is known for its ability to connect to each of the chakras. In other words, it's a connector for each one of the seven principal chakras. However, we are already into the new era to regain this valuable knowledge. Some have already aligned themselves to this, and there will be many more to follow as the time goes on. It's interesting to note that many children are highly attracted to crystals, and this study is being seen more generously online. The crystal quartz holds memory and is capable to hold memory for billions of years. This is a unique trait, and in Lemurian times, the people encoded the quartz crystal with information to be revealed many years later. Some who meditate are able to access these messages. The amethyst quartz links in healing to transform thought to sound. So that's thought form to sound, and produces a vibration. The sound used with the chakra healing is Om, and resonates to the third eye and the crown chakra, as you can see in some of my previous podcasts where meditations are offered as well. In addition to this, amethyst is capable of blocking geopathic stress, which is the stress found within the earth. And it's greatly understood by the dowsers who douse the land for water. The amethyst quartz is a protective stone and helps in the removal of the negative energies. Since this super quartz amethyst crystal assists memory and improves motivation, it brings a high vibration of love. So, from an astrological point of view, the amethyst links with the sign of Aquarius, an air sign, being with the higher mind. So now let's look at the aromatherapy side. Aromatherapy oils are found to link with amethyst in healing. And those oils that I like to use are, in particular, is the amethyst. It's a really heavenly type of aroma used in temples and in churches to clear negative energies, which goes in line with what amethyst does. Along with lavender, lavender is known for its linalool and calming effect, which also amethyst does. So they align with each other beautifully. And since aromatherapy oils enhance the olfactory nerves, it is wonderful to energetically link with the amethyst. So, a point to note is that while the healer is transmitting his or her energy to the client's frequency, the enhanced senses of the oils are transformed from the healer to, and therefore to the client, helping to heal all the thoughts of negativity and putting it into a positive light in a nice, calm manner. We're now going to look at the shapes of amethyst. There are many shapes to look at. So I'm just going to look at, for instance, the tumble stone. The tumble stone comes in many forms, as hopefully you can see that, and is used very often to hold in when you're using a meditation, or it can be used to grid, or in healing, it could be placed on the different chakras. The crystals are cut in various shapes to create various forms, and are used to heal and transmit energy to the atmosphere of a room as well. You can see I've got several amethysts and other crystals in this room. I'm also wearing an amethyst around my neck. A single point, which I can show you, a pointed crystal like this, is a clear quartz. And this one holds phantoms. So again, if you can see that quite closely, it's got what they call the ghosts of the crystals inside, which is quite wonderful, quite translucent. And it's quite mesmerizing again to observe this. So the single point is called a terminator. That's a single point. You can have them as well with a double point. The single point is used to send energy up when the point is going up above the crown or moving that way, or it can be placed if you want to ground the person with the energy going downward. When it's got the two points, it's called a double terminator. You can also get a sphere. I don't have one here to show you, but you can get a sphere in the shape of an amethyst or in other crystals, and that radiates the energy around in the room, harmonizing whatever the intention of the crystal is. So when you take a crystal and you've got, for instance, pain in your body, you could take the crystal point and, example, if I had a pain in my shoulder, I can rotate it anti-clockwise to eliminate pain, and I could go clockwise to put in, for instance, you know, like this, with positive energy. So you can harmonize the use of the points in whichever way you choose or whatever is needed. Turning back to the raw amethyst found in clusters. So I've got a cluster here, for instance. This is a cluster of amethyst, but this is a Brandberg, so it's got smoky quartz inside, which I'm going to be discussing with you in the second part. Another beautiful crystal. These are found in clusters and in massive form in the caves. They are cut in various shapes as well to create and transmit the energy. Another use of the amethyst is the holding of it for your heart. This is a really lovely one where you hold the amethyst. You can take one and hold it on your heart chakra and meditate and regain the feeling of your inner senses when you're doing that. So I'm hoping that that's helpful for you today. I hope that that was a lot of fun. If you did enjoy this transmission, please subscribe and give it a like. Press the like button. The part two will show you the various different amethysts of the Brandberg, the Chevron amethyst, the black amethyst. We will be showing you all these different amethysts and why you use those particular ones as well. You can find me on YouTube at Center of Unified Healing, or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts on Soulful Living. I thank you very much for your time. I'm sending you peace and love and light. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye to you all for now. Thank you.